The first hints of panic scrambled up Rowan's throat. What are you saying?
I'm recommending you for a period of mandatory leave.
Rowan exploded out of the chair. That's bullshit! Dr. Powers didn't react to her outburst.
You've been through so much since Officer Reyes's death, and with the other incidents, I simply don't feel you are presently fit for duty.
You can't do this! You can't take this away from me! Rowan didn't know who she was when she wasn't a cop.
This isn't a punishment.
The hell it wasn't. I passed all my certs. Fitness, firearms.
But you're not passing the psychological evaluation. You're a powder keg, Rowan. You're still struggling to process what happened to your partner. Still in denial about it. You've been given a perfectly reasonable explanation for the things you heard, yet you refuse to believe it. You cling to your version of events because you need someone to blame for Officer Reyes's death.
She clung to her version because it was the truth.
You need to take some time.
I need to get back to work. I need to feel normal. I'm going to talk to the captain about it.
Feel free, but he won't go against my recommendation.
She was right, and they both knew it. But Rowan couldn't just sit by and take this without a fight. Before she could start for the door, her phone rang. Grateful for any kind of interruption, she yanked it out.
Oh, no, really. We've talked about having your phone silenced in session, Dr. Powers chided.
Seeing her mother's name flash on the screen, Rowan ignored the therapist and answered.
Hey, Mom.
Rowan!
The single word, uttered in a voice strangled by tears, had her going stock still.
Mom? What's wrong?
Her mother took a shuddering breath.
It's your Uncle Robert, honey. He's had another heart attack.
Her gut took a swan dive.
What? No! He was better! He was doing what he was supposed to after the last one. That's what we thought, but he's had another. A bad one, this time. They're taking him into surgery now. Your grandfather and I are on our way to Lolly.
Lolly? Not Wishful?
They needed a specialist.
Rowan closed her eyes and began to pray. If anything happened to Robert. Sucking in a breath, she opened her eyes and looked at Dr. Powers.
I'm on my way. I've got some leave time coming. Good. That's good. Nash is flying to get you. He's on his way to the airfield now.
The ex-Navy pilot was her great-uncle's neighbor and had been one of his reserve officers before he'd retired as chief of police in Wishful. He'd been the one to keep her from losing her shit after Robert's first heart attack. If he was flying all the way to Houston to pick her up, it must be bad.
He'll text you when his flight plan is in place.
Okay. She took a breath and reached for calm.
Okay, I'm headed home to pack. I'll see you soon.
Without another word to Dr. Powers, Rowan strode out of her office. She had a more important mission right now.